Some members of the Muslim community in the United States are speaking out against what they believe is an unfair fear of their religion. They say the fear of Islam, what is often called Islamophobia, is a growing problem. But some members of the U.S. Muslim community also are taking action. Saif Mazar was born in the suburbs of Chicago, Illinois. He now works and prays on Chicago's northwest side at the Muslim Community Center. He told VOA that he does not always feel accepted in the community. "I guess people look at me differently," Mazar said. "Like if I was to go to, like, a store or restaurant, I kind of sometimes put my head down a little bit, so people don't look at me in, like, a terroristic way, or he looks like a terrorist." 270 kilometers south of Chicago is the city of Peoria, Illinois. Muslims are in the minority in Peoria. Over 43% of the population of Peoria is Christian. However, over 10% of those in the central Illinois city are Muslims. Imam Kamal Mufti is concerned about feelings against Muslims. He is a scholar and religious leader at the Islamic Foundation of Peoria. Mufti said, "The comments made to Muslims are like all Muslims are terrorists, or that Muslims celebrate 9/11, which is September 11th, the day of a number of terrorist attacks in the United States in 2001. Mufti made a number of observations on religious relations to VOA. He said the hardest speech to listen to happens between Christian and Muslim children. He added that anti-Muslim speech reaches its highest point during election season. Anti-Islamic rhetoric began this political season when presidential candidate Donald Trump called for a ban on Muslims entering the United States. Trump also said he would consider closing some U.S. mosques. "I don't think a lot of people understand what that anti-Muslim rhetoric does to children, does to grown-ups, to women who choose to wear the headscarf and dress in more apparent religious garb," Mufti said. But Mufti says he wants to change people's minds. Earlier this month, he opened the doors of his Islamic center for an event including different religions. The speaker's messages dealt with tolerance, peace, and respect. The service produced a large crowd which filled the center. Most attending were non-Muslims. Mosques are not unwelcome places. They are not closed places, said Mufti. What essentially Muslims do in mosques is pray, play, socialize, and have fun. Muslims are about 1% of the U.S. population. Throughout the world, however, the religion is growing. The Pew Research Center predicts that Muslims could equal the number of Christians worldwide by 2050. I'm Christopher Jones-Cruz.